was expecting a speech in which the president was going to unveil a detailed procurement reform plan, except there were no details. The president instead repeated the old hackneyed mythology about no-bid contracts, and he talked about the old hackneyed mythology that contracting officers and government contractors are wasteful cheats, and he went on at great length about the defense acquisitions. But I guess this kind of misguided rhetoric has served for so many for so long that perhaps the president is just reluctant to discard his old applause lines. But anybody who knows anything about federal procurement understands that the success of the stimulus package depends heavily on our federal acquisition professionals. The president's speech would also have been a perfect time to debunk the common contracting fiction of the no-bid contract. Most government contractors know that the greatest source of the supposed no-bid contracts is Congress itself. Earmarks are just another kind of no-bid contract because they're designated for a particular state or a particular district, often worded in such a way that only a particular vendor can perform the work. And of course, the phrase no-bid contract itself is an oxymoron. There's no such thing as a no-bid contract since there has to be at least one bid in order for there to be a contract award. Perhaps the biggest missed opportunity of the president's speech is that while promising procurement reform, he actually delays the realization that there are just not enough contracting officers because the president calls for a review and a report that's not due until September. There have been countless association studies and congressional testimonies that have shown that the main problem is there are too few contracting officers who are stretched way too thinly. And if you add to that the contractor's burdens, the reporting requirements under the stimulus are ferocious, and the oversight requirements in the stimulus have added more people for the contracting officers to have to report to. So the way I see it, contracting personnel have two options, and none of them are all that great. They can either slow down to allow the time necessary for them to follow all of the steps and respond in detail to all of the reporting requirements and provide the detailed documentation for oversight, or they can try to act as quickly as possible and as precisely as possible, but then they run the risk of criticism later on with an apparatus that's designed to play gotcha. The acquisition force has to wait sometimes as long as anywhere from 12 months to 5 years for these oversight reviews and audits to be published. But by that time, no one will remember that our nation's leaders were screaming to get the contracts out as fast as possible. To give the president credit, the good news is that he did come forward and he did talk about procurement reform. The bad news is that he doesn't have nearly enough trained acquisition personnel to administer the programs from the stimulus package, and he won't get the report on that until September. September is a lot longer than many of us wanted to wait for the promised procurement reform, but better late than never.